Grace and peace, everyone. This is Pastor Garfield Crumbie from Divine Word Impact Kingdom Ministry. We are a ministry that is built for purpose and designed for impact. I am your host. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone. In continuing on the topic, the process and journey to sonship, I would like this morning to begin to deal with one of its subtopics. Why does God need sons? I'm coming from Romans chapter 8, verse 19, where it reads, "For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God." For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. So the question, why does God need sons? The word "why" is an adverb, conjunction, or noun used to ask about or explain the cause, reason, or purpose of something. When you understand the purpose of a son, then you will also understand why God needs sons. You may ask the question that if God is sovereign, why does he need man, or why does he need anybody for that matter? To say that God does not need man is as equally a fallacy as saying that man does not need God. God may not need you or I specifically, but he does need man. The word "fallacy" means a mistaken belief, false notion, or an error in reasoning that renders an argument logically invalid. So in teaching on why does God need man, through this teaching, I will prove the illogical invalidity of the statement that God does not need man, or that God does not need anybody. God created man for himself for the same reason that he created the woman for man. God created man for himself for the same reason that he created the woman for man. God wanted a being that was opposite from him while at the same time similar to him, in the same way that he realized that if Adam was to fulfill his purpose or reason for being, he would need someone who was opposite from him while at the same time similar to him. If angels had fit that relationship or purpose description, then God would not need man, and it could be truthfully said that God does not need a man. Man is so crucial to God's purpose and eternal agenda that 1 Peter 1:12 tells us that even the angels desire to look into this great mystery, or they're captivated by the mysteries of God's redemptive purpose towards man. They desire to look into it, but cannot. So why does God really need man? God created a world, a realm, and a dimension that was not his natural estate or habitation. For the heavens belong to the Lord, and the earth he has given to the children of men. So we know this new realm or dimension that God created is not his natural estate or habitation. Just as how God is sovereign and rules and reigns in the realm that is his natural habitation, he needed someone to rule and have dominion in this newly created realm or world. So he created a being opposite from himself, but similar to himself, and called this being man all mankind. So mankind became the river out of which he would draw his Moses. Mankind became the gene pool, if you please, out of which, by way of redemption, out of which he would draw those who are to be heirs of salvation and go on to be sons of God. As a result of putting their faith, trust, and confidence in Christ, his son, and in his finished work on the cross and subsequent resurrection from the dead on the third day with all authority of heaven and earth in his hand. So you see, Calvary was not a plan B. Calvary was always God's original plan. So in light of everything that I've just said, let us begin to delve into at least six reasons why God needs sons. We read in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, as the Lord was handing out judgment or consequence to those who were involved in the disobedience. And when the Lord got to the serpent, the Lord said to him that the seed of the woman shall crush your head and you shall bruise his heel. Now here, the seed of the woman is the first prophetic mention of Jesus, the Son of God. So basically what God was saying to the enemy, I'm not going to deal with you. I'm not going to address you. I'm not going to confront you. I'm going to allow my son to deal with you. So one of the reasons why God needs sons is that they may deal with their father's enemies. Again, one of the reasons why God needs sons is that they may deal with their father's enemies. So again, the Lord let the serpent know, I'm not going to touch you. I'm not going to deal with you. I'm not going to address you. My son, in the fullness of time, will deal with you as my enemy. And we read also in 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 6, when David was coming back, I believe he was coming back from a battle, and there was this particular man who was walking along the wall, and he was cursing David, and he was saying all manner of evil and all manner of things against David. And David's men asked him, should we address and deal with this nuisance, this antagonist? And David said, no, leave him alone. Peradventure, the Lord has put him to that task. But we read in 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 6, that upon David's deathbed, he called his son, and after instructing his son concerning the building of the temple, David instructed his son Solomon concerning that man who reproached him when he was coming back from battle. And David said to his son Solomon, you can handle this how you please, but do not let his hoary head go down to the grave in peace. So David did not deal with that antagonist. David did not address him. David did not confront him. Neither did he allow his warriors to address or confront him, because David knew that before he depart, he was going to give his son the instruction and the direction to deal with his enemies. So again, God needs sons because sons deal with their father's enemies. We read also in the book of Judges, chapter 13, verse 5. The Bible said that Samson was born, and in being born, his purpose for being born and his assignment, the scripture says, was to begin to deliver Israel. So the purpose of sons is to deal with their father's enemies and not sleep with them. So we see here that Samson, instead of carrying out his purpose and his assignment and dealing with God's enemies, which at this time was the Philistines, Samson slept with them. Samson married a wife of the Philistines. Samson involved himself and slept with Delilah, who had so captured his heart that he revealed the potential area of weakness. So instead of dealing with his father's enemies, Samson slept with them. And as sons, our purpose and our assignment is to deal with our father's enemies and not sleep with them. When we pursue our own agenda, when we pursue our own ambition, and when we allow the enemy to oppose and hinder God's plan and purpose, we are in essence sleeping with the enemy instead of dealing with our father's enemy. The second reason or purpose for sons is that they are concerned with their father's business. They are concerned with their father's business. We read in Luke chapter 2, verse 49, when Mary and Joseph was looking for Jesus, and they traced their steps back to Jerusalem and found Jesus at 12 years old, reasoning and debating with the doctors and lawyers of the law. And when Mary reprimanded him and said, "Do you not know that your father and I have been searching for you?" And Jesus said, "Do you not know that I must be about my father's business?" So sons are concerned with their father's business. We read again in John chapter 6, from 32 to 34, where Jesus said that his meat or his purpose or his assignment is to do his father's will. His purpose, he says, my meat is to do my father's will. So just what his purpose, his assignment is to do his father's will. Why? Because sons serve as the guardians and custodians of the father's interest. Sons serve as custodians and as guardians of their father's interest. And that, so far, are two of the reasons why God needs sons. And next week, I will continue to deal with a couple more. God bless you, and go in this thy might. We pray that you are blessed by the word today. You may contact Divine Word Impact Kingdom Ministry, home of the Empowerment Zone, at 772-323-8890. If you would like to support this program, you may donate by using Cash App, $DWImpact, or Zelle, gcrumby, at divinewordimpact.org. Join us again next Saturday at 8:30 a.m. right here at WCNO 89.9 FM. Be blessed and go in this thy might.